What on earth is the use of them? They seem, as a class, to have absolutely no sense of moral responsibility. Lane entered the room.
Mr. Ernest Worthing, he said.
Jack enters the room as Lane leaves.
How are you, my dear Ernest? Asked Algernon. What brings you up to town?
Oh, pleasure, pleasure, replied Jack. What else should bring me anywhere? Eating as usual, I see, Algy.
I believe it is customary in good society to take some slight refreshment at 5 o'clock, replied Algernon stiffly. Where have you been since last Thursday?
In the country, replied Jack, sitting down on the sofa.
What on earth do you do there? Asked Algernon.
When one is in town, one amuses oneself, replied Jack, pulling off his gloves. When one is in the country, one amuses other people. It is excessively boring.
And who are the people you amuse? Asked Algernon.
Oh, neighbours, neighbours, replied Jack airily.
Got nice neighbours in your part of Shropshire? Asked Algernon.
Perfectly horrid, replied Jack. Never speak to one of them.
How immensely you must amuse them, replied Algernon, going over to take a sandwich. By the way, Shropshire is your county, is it not?
Eh?
Shropshire? Replied Jack.
Yes, of course. Hello! Why all these cups? Why cucumber sandwiches? Why such reckless extravagance in one so young? Who's coming to tea?
Oh, merely Aunt Augusta and Gwendolen, replied Algernon.
How perfectly delightful, said Jack.
Yes, that is all very well, said Algernon. But I'm afraid Aunt Augusta won't quite approve of your being here.
May I ask why? Said Jack.
My dear fellow, the way you flirt with Gwendolen is perfectly disgraceful. It is almost as bad as the way Gwendolen flirts with you.
I am in love with Gwendolen, replied Jack. I have come up to town expressly to propose to her.
I thought you had come up for pleasure, said Algernon. I call that business.
How utterly unromantic you are, said Jack.
I really don't see anything romantic in proposing, said Algernon. It is very romantic to be in love, but there is nothing romantic about a definite proposal. Why, one may be accepted. One usually is, I believe. Then the excitement is all over. The very essence of romance is uncertainty. If ever I get married, I'll certainly try to forget the fact.
I have no doubt about that, dear Algy, replied Jack. The divorce court was specially invented for people whose memories are so curiously constituted.
Oh, there is no use speculating on that subject, replied Algernon. Divorces are made in heaven.
Jack puts out his hand to take a sandwich, but Algernon at once interferes.
Please don't touch the cucumber sandwiches. They are ordered specially for Aunt Augusta.
He takes one and eats it.
Well, you have been eating them all the time, said Jack.
That is quite a different matter.
She is my aunt, said Algernon, taking the plate from below. Have some bread and butter.
The bread and butter is for Gwendolen. Gwendolen is devoted to bread and butter.
Jack moved towards the table and helped himself.
And very good bread and butter it is, too, he said.
Well, my dear fellow, you need not eat as if you were going to eat at all, said Algernon. You behave as if you were married to her already. You are not married to her already, and I don't think you ever will be.
Why on earth do you say that? Asked Jack.
Well, in the first place, girls never marry the men they flirt with, said Algernon. Girls don't think it right.
Oh, that is nonsense, cried Jack.
It isn't, replied Algernon. It is a great truth. It accounts for the extraordinary number of bachelors that one sees all over the place. In the second place, I don't give my consent.
Your consent? Cried Jack.
My dear fellow, Gwendolen is my first cousin, replied Algernon. And before I allow you to marry her, you will have to clear up the whole question of Cecily.
Algernon rang the bell.
Cecily? Cried Jack. What on earth do you mean? What do you mean, Algy, by Cecily? I don't know anyone of the name of Cecily.
Lane enters the room.
Bring me that cigarette case Mr. Worthing left in the smoking room the last time he dined here.
Yes, sir, replied Lane, leaving the room.
Do you mean to say you have had my cigarette case all this time?
Asked